Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and in this week's podcast episode, I'm going to be talking all about relisting that stale inventory. When you are in this reselling world or any type of selling world, you know your inventory can get stale. There are some clothing items, there are some pieces, there are some collections that just won't move no matter how hard you try. But the truth is, you might not be trying hard enough. A lot of inventory, a lot of things that you think might not be selling could be something very changeable and something very preventable. Maybe it's the picture, maybe it's the description. There are so many things you can do and add and tweak about your listings to make that inventory more wantable. And that is exactly what I want to talk about in this week's podcast episode. So if you are interested in learning about relisting stale inventory, why you should do it, how you can do it, all of that, just keep on listening. On some apps like Mercari and Curtsy, if you want to spruce up a listing, all you have to do is promote the item by dropping the price. And you can do that too on other platforms like Poshmark, not necessarily like Depop, but in other realms too. However, if you want to add more character to your items, make it more marketable to your items, that kind of thing, that's when relisting is going to be your saving grace. So if you don't know what it is, I'm going to be speaking from a reselling realm. Relisting stale inventory. First, you need to be able to define what is stale inventory. Stale inventory is inventory, items, clothing, whatever you sell that just won't move. That's not moving. For example, there are some items in my Poshmark closet that I just quite simply cannot sell. I've tried to sell and it's just been sitting there for months on end right now. That is what you would call stale inventory. Inventory that is just not going anywhere. Stale inventory can be defined as, you know, maybe too expensive of a price. The pictures aren't doing it justice. The description doesn't help sell it enough, whatever it is. But stale inventory are those inventory pieces that no matter what you seem to do, just won't leave. So why do you need to relist stale inventory? If certain items aren't selling, you need to maybe consider relisting. If the photos of the item aren't updated, if they aren't relevant, if they don't look good, you need to consider relisting. And another one I have is if the item is overpriced / even outdated. Now, when I say outdated, you might be thinking, well, Y2K fashion is in. The 90s are back. Yes, trends come back. Trends cycle around. But what I mean is, mid-2000 items are not in. Mid-2000 items are not coming out. Even items from early 2020 aren't in. One thing that a lot of people have been talking about, and this is kind of a side rant, but they've been talking about the trends of the pandemic. There's been so many micro trends happening that if you even have a little bit of it, of participated a little bit of some of those trends, you could be categorized as outdated. There are just some patterns, some funky things that happened at the beginning of the pandemic, and people were experimenting with their fashion and everything happening. There were so many micro trends that came about because of the pandemic that did not last. So when I say that the item is old, that could mean that the item is just not trendy anymore. And if an item is not trendy, it's going to be hard to move that item. That is, in that case, that's what I mean by you need to maybe relist, revamp, and put it back on the internet in a different form to make it marketable. I've talked about this before. I will talk about this again. Marketing in Poshmark is just as important as marketing for your own small business. Marketing as a reseller is just as important as marketing as an entrepreneurship. How you market your items is just as important as how you market your business, how you market your closet, how you market your shop, whatever you are doing. How you market these items really will make or break a sale. When I'm talking about relisting sale inventory, a lot of the reason why sale inventory is there is because it's not being fully marketed to its best ability. Anything can move. I have seen some of the ugliest clothing items, and I'm sure you guys have too. I've seen some of the ugliest clothing items in the world on Poshmark, but you know what? A lot of those items have sold. There's some things that I just think nobody on earth will ever buy them, and people do buy them, because it's all about how you relist that sale inventory, shake it around, and market it to be something pleasurable, or market it to be something that someone has to have in their personal closet. So, like I was saying, when it comes to sale inventory, the biggest ticket is making sure that these items that aren't selling will be revamped and flipped into something that will sell. So, for example, if you're wondering, okay, you're talking about stale inventory, you're talking about this, you're talking about that, but how do you relist stale inventory? What needs to change when you do relist stale inventory? Well, there are so many different things that you can change. This is not a dig at any certain phone qualities, but I will say some aspects, some later iPhones and some Androids do not take the best quality photos. When you are selling items online, and if you are trying to do this professionally and you are trying to do this seriously, I cannot recommend enough a clear, good quality camera. You do not have to have a professional photography camera, but you do need to have a good phone camera that will make your items clear and marketable, because you want to look as professional as possible. Those stale, grainy pictures is not marketable. I know this is just a huge preference I have. I am sort of really nitpicky about clothing that comes from other people's houses. And the whole point of reselling is that clothing will come from other people's houses. You want that background to be nice. You want that phone quality, that camera quality to be nice, because it shows a presentation to you that your items are being taken care of to the top quality. Everybody wants good quality things, even if it's thrifted, even if it's from Poshmark, even if they know it's from someone else's closet, they still want the best quality thing that they can get. Having these professional photos, these professional cameras, and it doesn't have to cost much. Just make sure you have a decent phone that has a really good camera, and that should be good for you. High quality photos really do make a difference on how much you are going to sell. In the same manner, what is in your photos makes a difference of how and when and how much you are going to sell items. I always recommend my favorite app, one of my favorite apps, if it is an undesirable background or you just need a background, I always recommend Photo Room. You can find Photo Room in the App Store, and all you've got to do is take a picture of something, and it has a scanner for you that will then clear out the background, and you can change it to just a solid background of any color that you want. You can edit it and whatever you want to do. And they already have settings for Poshmark. They have settings for Etsy. They have settings for your Instagram, whatever it is. But it looks so clean. It looks so professional. And I recommend Photo Room to anyone who is, you know, maybe doesn't have the most desirable background or doesn't have their set background that they want to use. And they want those colorful backgrounds just to make it clean, nice, and presentable. If you are doing this, especially in your house, and you might not have a Photo Room, the app, is so good to use because it gives you that professional quality. And it gives you the clear, the white background. You can do different color backgrounds. And I recommend it. I really do recommend it. And they have it from blank canvases all over. I'm scrolling and they have it for eBay, Depop, Mercari, Shopify, Amazon, Vinted, whatever platform you sell on, PhotoRoom is compatible with it. They are built by and for resellers. All you got to do is snap a photo. It will scan it for you and you can change the background to be whatever clear blank background you want it to be. And that makes it look really, really clean. Just scroll on Depop for 5 minutes and honestly, you will find that blank background that a lot of people like to use in their photos. But yeah, I cannot stress the importance of photos enough. Photos goes into the marketing element. You want to market your product, your inventory, as desirable, as clean, as the best quality. And the best way to market that is through your photos. So, another thing that you can change when you are relisting stale inventory is your description. Make sure that your description on Poshmark, Depop, whatever it is, tells the story of that item. Go ahead and include as many details as you want. Include as little details as you want, whatever you want to do. But if you notice the item is not selling for a while and you decided to go the route of not including too many details in your description, that might be the problem. You might need to add more details to your description to get more people involved. So when you're doing that in your description, if you're selling clothing, I would always recommend adding the measurements, the exact measurements, adding the specific colors, the brand. If you don't know, it's fine, but if you do know how many times it's been worn, the exact condition, ideas for how you can wear this specific piece of clothing. There's so much that you can add to the description to make it much better. And the last thing I wanted to say is relisting stale inventory is a lot more than just relisting it, going on to Poshmark, clicking edit, and then putting it up there. If you have noticed that an item has not sold in months, I give it a max 6 months since when you bought it and listed it. If you've noticed that an item has not sold in about 6 months, I would completely delete the item, save the photos, but delete the items and start fresh. Start anew, figure out everything you did wrong, include the brand this time, include the colors, include the tags, because now Poshmark allows you to do tags to describe the item. And I would just completely scrap what you have and start anew. When I'm talking about relisting stale inventory, I mean actually relisting. Take the original item down. Give yourself another shot to make this a marketable thing for your customers. So when you're taking it down, you need to change the description, flip the photos, do different things that you didn't do at the first time around, and see how you can improve yourself this time. Adjust the price if you notice that might have been a problem. Change the description, flip the photos, make the photos look more professional, whatever you need to do. But when you are relisting stale inventory, I cannot stress it enough. Don't just put the same exact listing you had before and expect it to be different. That's insanity. You can't just expect the same results. You can't expect to do the same thing with different results. You have to do different things for relisting stale inventory. When it comes to stale inventory, there's a reason why it's stale. There's a reason why no one's buying it. They might not be buying it for the price. They might not be buying it for the photos. They might not be buying it for the description, whatever it is. And you don't know why it is. So with that being said, you need to make as many changes as possible because you have already done this. You've already given it 6 months and it hasn't moved. So you need to try anything and everything you can to make it move. And after that, after 6 months, you've completely scrapped it, you completely started anew and relisted that stale inventory and it's still not moving, that's when you might need to figure out what is the next step for that piece of clothing. That's when I would reevaluate and potentially donate it, or put it in a mystery box, do something like that. But you have to reevaluate what you're doing and see how you can make your business better. That's just the only thing anything gets done. When it comes to relisting sale inventory, when it comes to buying inventory, you have to see what works for you. And when it comes to the stale inventory aspect of this, if you notice it's not moving, you're going to have to do some things to make sure it does move next time. So, just going to go over again, relisting stale inventory. Why? Why would you relist stale inventory? Like I said earlier, if certain items aren't selling, you might need to change the photos. It might be mispriced. It might be outdated or not trendy. So, what can you change? You can change the description. You can change the photos. You can change the presentation and you can change the price of it. I recommend you changing all of it once you do relist it. Make it a brand new listing, make it have its own mind and let it go from there. So, I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. This one was a little bit short, but still fun to do. I'm going to try to get back onto my Thursday scheduling. These last few weeks has been a little bit off, but we will be back and better than ever on our regularly scheduled programming. So, if you want to follow us on Instagram at Thrift and Ain't Easy Pod, that is where you can send me messages. You can check out when episodes are dropping and just chat with me. If you want to shop for me, you can shop for me at the Cheap Teak on Etsy, Poshmark, and Depop. And yeah, so if you want to support this podcast, feel free to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast, whichever is your preference. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you have any episode ideas or things you want me to talk about, that is always welcomed in my Instagram DMs. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. Bye.
Wait. So sorry, but this podcast is not yet over. I really wanted to emphasize something I just said at the end. If you guys enjoy this podcast, please leave me a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. I like to read those from time to time, and I haven't really had any updates. I just want you guys to, tell me how you feel, tell me what you like. I get so much good feedback personally from Instagram, but I would also love if you guys could leave me some feedback on Apple Podcasts. It would really mean a lot. I did get a couple one-star reviews, so I don't know if you guys like hate me, but just please, if you have the time, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That would absolutely mean the world to me. And like I said, as always, my DMs are always open for you guys to talk with me, and I'll reply back. I absolutely adore this podcast, and I want to keep this podcast going. And the only way that I can do that, especially with, everything I'm balancing, is with the encouragement and the support of you guys. So if you want to support this podcast, go leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, and just, leave me a review anywhere else you listen to a podcast. So that's all I wanted to say. Again, thank you guys so much. And this is actually the end of this podcast episode. Bye.